Hi everyone, I'm Allie Graymond. I'm an OCD recovery coach with more than 10 years of experience helping people recover from OCD. Prior to that, I had severe OCD myself that I fully recovered from, and as do my clients. So if you wonder, can you fully recover from OCD? Absolutely, yes, you can. Today, I wanted to talk to you about how to see maximum results in the shortest period of time. So if you are a goal-oriented person, if you want to get through OCD as fast as possible, this video is for you. What you need to understand that OCD recovery works like math. What you put in is what you're going to get out. So depending on how much recovery work you are doing, this is how fast you're going to recover. So there's no way to fake this. If you are ruminating, you're going to feel worse. If you're doing compulsions, you're going to feel worse. So it's what outweighs what? Are you doing more compulsions every day or are you doing less compulsions every day? Are you doing more rumination every day or are you doing less rumination every day? And this is where tracking is key. I know you guys, I know you're so sick of me talking about tracking, but I wouldn't press on this if I didn't know it worked. I'm telling you, I see it work every single day. But the way you have to look at it is not that you're logging the times or you're logging the number of compulsions. That's not good. That doesn't do anything. What you need to do, I always say this to clients, is imagine if you went to a doctor and the doctor told you, say you had high blood pressure. The doctor told you, if you don't bring your numbers down, you will die. And for you not to die, you need to bring the numbers down really fast. You go home, next day you wake up, and your first thought is, I gotta stick to the numbers. I gotta bring them down. I gotta stick to the list. I gotta get the numbers down. And you take this and you carry this all day. So before OCD thoughts hit, during the fact of like the time where OCD thoughts hit, after, when the next thought hits, your first core idea is that I can't do this because I'm tracking. Just like with the doctor analogy, I can't eat this because I'm on a diet because it's very, very important to me. So taking it that way, it needs to be your top priority. It can't be, well, I'll ruminate as much as I want and then I'll log it, or I'll do as many compulsions as I want and then I'll log it and that's supposed to somehow recover me. No, there's no magic in this. It's how much work you put in. So if you approach it from, I can't ruminate, right? You look at the time, you're like, okay, I've been doing this for 5 minutes now. I gotta stop. I can't continue like this. 10 minutes go by. You're like, okay, I really have to get it together. If you keep telling that to yourself, it might take you a few minutes to stop. But otherwise, if you don't have this preset, you're going to be at rumination all day long. You're going to be doing compulsions nonstop because you don't have a stopper. This tracking is meant to be a stopper where you're like, no more, no more of this. I'm not giving any more moments of my life to this thing. And you're coming from that strong position of power, of being sick of suffering. You know what I mean? When you become strong enough to come from this position of power, everything else is just details. It's just day to day doing the process. But you gotta do this. Nobody can do this for you. A pill will not take this away. Some, you know, random thing, new practice, whatever, will not take this away. At least nothing that I've seen. And I've talked to, you know, probably somewhere between 1,000 and 2,000 people from all around the world doing all kinds of, you know, therapies, this and that for OCD. This ERP is what works. And when you do ERP this way, not just a controlled ERP in the therapist's or doctor's office, but all day long, you're in exposure, unless you have a very unique OCD, which you're exposed to only in certain situations. Usually you have exposure all day long where you're either thinking of past situations, thinking of future fears, or having an exposure trigger over and over again throughout the day. So you're always one way or another in exposure. You need to do response prevention every moment of the day. So thought comes in, nope, I'm tracking, can't do it. Prompt to do a compulsion comes in, can't do it. I'm tracking, I'm already at this number, can't go over. You know what I mean? And then you start to gain power over it and you see, hey, you know, I really pushed through today and it worked. And tomorrow I'm going to push through again. So it becomes kind of like a game. And the more you play this game, the better you get at it. So even if you reduce, I always say this, if you are on top of it, but say your OCD is really bad and it's really hard and you're at the beginning of it and you can only reduce by 1 minute per time period, hey, I'll take it. At the very worst, each time period is 3 hours. So if you reduce by 1 minute in each time period, you have 180 minutes, 180 days. And most people who are listening to this have been suffering a lot longer than 180 days. And that's just if you reduce by 1 minute and just stick to it. So do you see that to reduce by 1 minute is not hard, but to keep this accountability going is hard. So that's the challenge, that every day, same thing, refuse reaction and make it your priority. It's so important to make it your priority, because otherwise you're doing this back and forth shuffle that one day you make it a priority, then you don't, then again, then not. And it takes so long to recover. So being focused, making this your number one thing and keep it going until the end. Don't stop. Say, for example, if you went from 180 minutes to say 20 minutes or say 15 minutes. Don't stop at that. You need to finish this process. You need to get it to zero. And actually, moreover, what I suggest is once you are out of the OCD house, don't remain on the OCD territory. Don't stand in the doorway, because any stress, any kind of situation right now in the world, there's so much going on, any kind of situation or in your personal life will send you right back into OCD. So start figuring out what else are you doing that's over the top rumination in your everyday life, and also reduce that. So as you reduce all these things little by little, then you're not in danger of OCD coming back, because you've done the work and you know how to control your thoughts, not only with the OCD thoughts, but your everyday life thoughts. So you're not living in stress. You're not living in anxiety. You're living in happiness, in freedom, right? You control your mind, not your mind controls you. But to do that, it takes daily work and it takes dedication, which is exactly what you need to do. I hope you find my videos helpful. Thank you so much for watching. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. If you would like to do one-on-one recovery with me, I will leave the link below. All the information is on the website. You can sign up and book from there. Thank you. I'll see you tomorrow.